Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are from the upcoming Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival, Eric Frazee. Eric, nice to see you.
Good to be here.
And a familiar voice on KCCK under his radio nom de guerre as Scott the Amazing Chrisman. It's Scott Chrisman.
Hello.
Nice to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
So this is you've been at this more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so before we talk specifically about about this year's fest, what's changed since the early days, other than gray hair on the part of the directors?
Oh, yeah, that's funny that. The medium has really evolved. We came on at a time when it became much easier for your average person to make a film just because the tools came down in cost and it was easier to accomplish, and that's only gotten easier still. At that time, you're talking VHS tapes and mini DV type things, so long ago. Now you whip out your phone and you can make something very quickly on a decent level, probably at least at that level.
Oh, at least.
Now. So yeah, it's become democratized a lot more. Many, many more voices are accessible.
And now. The line of demarcation between long film and short film in terms of what people will see. I mean, back in the day, a film fest was the only place you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's much wider distribution for films of all lengths. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Various streaming services. You'll find short films all over those types of things. But you still, you still like to go to a festival. You'd still like to see those films in a theatrical setting with an audience. It's an experience that you don't have sitting in front of your iPad or
right.
or your television in your living room.
Yeah. And a chance many times to interact with the producers and directors of the films too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's something we do is a Q&A after each film so that the audience can interact with that filmmaker, find out, their motivations, hear stories about the production and things like that. And it's fun for both the audience and the filmmaker.
Go ahead.
And it's been curated a little bit too.
Sure.
So you don't have just the vast sea of YouTube. You've got things that people say, hey, you should see this, and it should be viewed in this sort of context. And with an audience certainly adds a lot to it as well.
How many films in the festival this year?
57.
Wow. Fortunately, not all feature length.
No. We have, we have 6 features, narrative features, 31 narrative shorts, 15 documentaries from 2 minutes to 2 hours in length, 20 professional films, 18 hobbyist pro-am films, and 19 student films. So it's a good mix.
Wow, and you are going to make this all happen over, about 2.5 days, right?
Yeah.
That's
and each film gets screened twice.
Wow, okay. All right. So you pretty much take over the entire Collins Road Theater complex, I'm guessing.
We do on the Saturday morning. We get all five screens, and then we're on 2 screens the remainder of the weekend. It's jam packed, but you have an opportunity to see most of the films.
At the risk of cherry picking out a particular film, I'm going to ask you to cherry pick out a particular film. Maybe out of some of the different categories, mention a couple things that maybe caught your interest when they crossed your desk.
Two films in the documentary space that we're really excited about are Arcades and Love Songs, The Ballad of Walter Day. It's kind of a follow up to The King of Kong, which was very popular a number of years ago. It's telling continuing story of this gentleman who featured heavily into that film and his foray into becoming a recording artist. The other big documentary that we're really excited about is Shift, the Ragbri documentary. Obviously, it's been popular over the last year across the state. We're really excited about that. Resurrecting Forest Grove from our friends the Rundles of Fourth Wall Films is another great doc. We have a lot of great student short films this year. Several films from Loras College Media Studies program. They always turn out in full force. We've got a film from a student at the NYU Tisch School of the Arts. Caitlin Busby submitted Layaway. That's a really excellent film. We've got a high school film that's a lightsaber battle that makes... when we saw it, it was like, this is a high school student. The effects are incredible. So those are some of those. We've got features. We've got Max Allen Collins's latest feature, Blue Christmas. We have Crimson Archer, which is a G.I. Joe fan film. And initially you might think, oh, fan film, why is that in a festival? It's actually very, very well made. It's quite something.
So G.I. Joe, so is this with live actors or is it stop motion with the characters?
Yeah, no, it's live action nice. Actors. Yeah, they put some work into it. Let's just say that. Yeah.
How many submissions do you usually get, Scott?
I've gotten around 100, I think, the last couple of years.
Okay, yeah, I think it was 102 this year, I think. Yeah,
sounds right.
And I'm sure it's a tough job to winnow down to the ones that you're going to be able to use.
Yep, our judges have a big task in front of them each year. They usually watch somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 hours of films and then get it crammed into the time. They have kind of a tiered system of, well, here's how much time you got, what's going to fit in here.
Right, in this, do you kind of do that by division? You know, here's our short films and we've got a total of, you know...
Yep.
3 hours or whatever.
Take your award winners and then try and fill in as best you can from time after that. And it's tough because, you know, you get a lot of differences of opinion in that conversation. Oh, I like this because of this. And many ways you're comparing apples to oranges sometimes, even within the category, because how do you choose documentary about this subject versus documentary about this subject or narrative with different stories? So it all comes down to the quality of the execution and how well they told the story, how well they entertained the audience. So it's a big task every year. We thank them very much for doing it.
Yeah, that's a big commitment.
It is a big ask, yes.
You mentioned that you have a chance to do a little question and answer with the producer or directors of these films, but you also kind of have some other panel discussions and education things for people interested in learning more about film and how films are made. Mm-hmm. What are those going to look like this year?
Well, tonight we like to we have this group of people together with the film festival, with filmmakers and the audience. So it's nice to have a conversation, and there's been a couple organized this year. The first is a documentarian panel. For folks that are interested in doing that or learning more about how to do that, with folks who have produced several of those, how you kind of gather your pieces, how you approach that type of project. We've got the Resurrecting Forest Grove as well as a couple of others that are coming to talk about their process and how they do those things. And we also have a student discussion on Sunday as well.
Yep, student discussion where it's kind of going to be kind of an open forum for students to ask. You know, if they're high school students, ask college students, you know, how did you approach going to film school or did you go to film school? And for college students to ask professionals, what did you do when you got out of film school or how do you find a job or how do you make connections? Just these things that you know, as I recall, as a film student, things that I didn't know. I didn't know that you couldn't just send a resume to Warner Brothers and get a job.
Sure.
You know, these are things that questions that come up often with student filmmakers. And we thought, what better way to address some of those questions than just have a nice, you know, round robin talk, you know, discussion of, you know, what are the questions? What can you expect out of your career? How can you grow your career? Things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, and lest people think that, you know, starting your film career in Iowa and submitting a film to the Cedar Rapids Film Festival is, you know, is no way to get started in the biz. You have a pretty good track record of some serious Hollywood talent that kind of got their start at this festival.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, the biggest name, I think, probably is Scott Beck and Brian Woods, who came through, did A Quiet Place, which is now on its second sequel, releasing here soon, as well as several other films and some kind of behind-the-scenes things, too. We had people who did production assistant on Batman Begins, lots of things. It might be kind of deep in the credits, but certainly they started in this area and then moved on to bigger things. So
sent that resume to Warner Brothers.
And then add another 10 years of experience.
Right.
But yeah, it's a great opportunity, you know, festivals like this to get kind of that exposure to that environment. And how does this work? Once you start talking to some of these folks, well, I could probably do that. You know, I might be able to make a film on my own, or I certainly come and help with your film. Wouldn't that be something I could do? So if you're interested in the industry or being part of a film, come and see what's there. See if the filmmaker happens to be there for that showing. ask them questions, you know, take them out in the lobby. Hey, I'm interested in helping you out. Do you have any slot for me? Certainly on Student Cinema Sunday, on the Sunday here, come to the discussion on Sunday afternoon. Even if you were, you know, an adult student who's thinking about getting into film, come and listen to that discussion and see what kind of wisdom you can gain from folks who've already been through it. Because as Eric said, there isn't really a roadmap. I mean, there's, oh, you can go to film school, okay, but plenty of people don't take that route, and there's lots of other ways you can do it. So it's kind of like stand-up comedy in that way. If there's no real path, it's just get out there and do it and kind of learn from others as you go.
Mm-hmm. It's the Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival, April 5th through the 7th, Collins Road Theaters. A lot of films. If you do have to pick and choose, I'm sure that there's the list and kind of the synopses of the films are on your website.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the synopses are there. The schedule is there. You'll learn about the films. You'll learn about their Iowa connection, which, of course, is the hallmark of our festival.
We didn't mention that every film, you know, had to be considered, has to have an Iowa connection of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then if people can buy tickets in advance, how does that work session-wise? When you purchase your ticket, how much is that? How much of the fest is that good for?
Well, we've carved it up in a way that it's accessible to everybody. So you've got, there's the 3 days. You can buy each of the sessions, which is about a three and a half hour chunk. Those are about $10 ahead of time, and I think a little bit more at the door. You can buy a full event pass, which if you're the real in for the weekend, that's the good deal. Those are $35. And then that gets you into everything, including the award show. You can find all the ticket information at crifm.org, and there's a link there to Collins Road Theaters to make the purchase, and they're available now. So certainly you can buy them ahead of time, but if you aren't able to make a decision yet, you can buy them at the door as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure to hear how the film festival has grown and continues to be such a success and benefit to our community and the film community. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks very much.
Again, tell me the website again, Scott.
CRIFM.org.
Cedar Rapids Independent Film Festival. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30. Watch the video on YouTube or Facebook. That's right, our own little tiny little short movie. Or subscribe to the podcast at kcck.org/culture. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.